الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القام والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي يرجى ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, the second Tabriz, the Mujaddid of this era, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, Hazrat should say, always before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with regard to the importance, the necessity, and the benefits, virtues of sunnah, Hazrat said many forms also. One particular form, which Allah in His kindness has made famous in the whole world, is نقش قدم نبی کے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہے جنت کے راستے. اللہ جل جلالہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے. اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. What does it mean? A person who follows in نقش قدم نبی, the footsteps of نبی علیہ السلام, that is the sunnah. Then this is the road to Jannah. Like if a person takes the signboard showing Johannesburg, from here he'll come out in Johannesburg. He takes the signboard to show Faryanafan, he will come out in Faryanafan. So anyone who follows the signboard of Sunnah in his life, he will see he comes out in Jannah. And the other great benefit of Sunnah also, Allah se milate hai Sunnat ke raaste. A person will be joined, connected with Allah Ta'ala if he follows the Sunnah. And Hazrat, all Hazrat Ash'ar, they are in Urdu, they are in poetic form, they are poems, Ash'ar, but they are all the teachings of the Quran and Hadith. This form also is fully the teachings of the Quran and Hadith. That by following Sunnah, you will get Jannah. This is in the Hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani. A person who has made his sunnat alive has made me alive. Waman ahyani faqad ahabbani. And a person who made me alive has made muhabbat and showed love to me. Waman ahabbani faqad ma'i fil jannah. And who showed love to me will be with me in jannah. So a person who practices sunnat will be in jannah. And that you will get Allah, and you will get Allah now. In the Quran Sharif, Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you claim the love of Allah, you want the love of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Following the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you, you will have Allah. So by following sunnahs, you will get Jannah also. By following sunnahs, you will get Allah also. Jannah will be credit. You have to live our whole life, life of the Qadr, day of Qiyamah, then inshaAllah, Allah will give us all the Muslims Jannah. So it's a long way. And Allah, you will get cash now, you will have Allah. And Jannah is the creation of Allah. Allah is the creator. And the creation can never compare with the creator. Allah is wahdahu la sharif, laysa kamithlihi shay. Another very important and interesting point is, like if a person is traveling to a foreign country, and at the airport there is nobody to receive him, he's like at a loss, he doesn't know now where to go, what's going to happen. Somebody came and fetch you, you feel content. As soon as you came out, you see there is the person who you were talking with and he was going to receive you, he's there, you feel so happy. One is a person who comes to you, to your country, and takes you to that country. And these are adab and etiquette which we didn't know, our Shaykh taught us. Rahmatullah Ali. That Hazrat, when Hazrat should come from Karachi, we should say, somebody must come and fetch me in Karachi. And this is then the value of the thing comes. Otherwise somebody came, he went away. But when the importance of it is shown. MashaAllah, Mufti Ali Bhai went one time. Who was with Mufti Ali Bhai? To fetch Hazrat. One time we should guess, etc. Maulana Abdul Rahman went right to Karachi to fetch Hazrat. So if that is the case, one time we had a Jalsa annual, Madrasa Jalsa in Azad, well, Hazrat was there. We also didn't know by his teachings we learned. Hazrat was staying by our Solibay Kaka at his place. And Hazrat Bayan was fixed at the time. And Maulana, all the others, friends were there, they could bring Hazrat. But Hazrat told me to Abdul Hamid, he must come himself to fetch. So this is when that importance comes. So if by following sunnah, so to say, Allah comes in this dunya to fetch you, to take you to Jannah. And then you will get Allah now in this dunya to fetch you. And when Allah is going to take you to Jannah, you got no worry for your journey. What's going to happen at the time of the immigration in the Qadr? What questions they going to ask? Allah will fetch you. Allah is taking you. What worry you for? The one is that you go there and Allah receives you. By following sunnah, you get Allah cash now. So Allah is with you and Allah is going to take you on your journey. What worry you got? So sunnah, if we can realize, really, they are most valuable. Today, as Mufti Adiba explained, many of us, it's a sunnah. That is not a case. Sunnah is extremely important. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And one great sunnah and the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is islahi nafs, to correct our lives and to our spiritual life. And this is such a logical thing also. A person gets sick in this dunya, physical illness. He gets a headache, for example. He himself, his wife will tell him, mother will tell the child, take a panado, your head is sore. Or anything like that. You got diarrhea, take something, it's simple, straightforward, but it's not coming back. Then what you do? Now you have to go doctor. Go and see the doctor. You go and see the doctor, he diagnoses you, and if he diagnoses you correctly, he prescribes the right medicine also, according to you, what your body needs. Inshallah, normally, as far as sabab is concerned,
You get shifa.
Allah is the giver of shifa.
You get shifa.
Exactly like that, if we can understand spiritual ailments also.
And what are spiritual ailments?
Ailments like anger. Our anger is out of control. And where does it go out of control? Yes, somebody does something, we won't say anything. But who we take for granted? At home, the wife we take her for granted. There we vent our anger, we let it out.
Our children, workers, etc. So that anger has to come under control.
Otherwise, this anger is a terrible thing. It will make a house to break up. It will cause a person to kill somebody on the spur of the moment, that anger.
Allahu Akbar. And another like ailment, pride.
And pride is such a common ailment that perhaps you might feel offended, so I'll say it about myself, that almost myself and perhaps all of us have got pride.
And if you have one iota of pride, one bit of pride,
you forget entering Jannah, you won't get the fragrance of Jannah. If you made Tawbah, it's maaf. If you didn't make Tawbah, Allah makes you maaf, it's maaf. Otherwise, you hate Iman, you die with Iman, you are going to Jannah. But you'll first have to go and burn out that pride in the fire of Iman.
After it's burnt out, now you'll be allowed to enter Jannah.
And this pride, see, just one example. Shaitan, he made Allah's ibadat so much that it is said on the surface of the earth, there isn't a span of hand where he didn't make sajda.
So much ibadat of Allah Ta'ala he made.
And he had Allah's ma'rifah to this extent that when Allah told him, "Ukhruj, get out from here," he made dua to Allah. At that time of Allah's thing, he knew Allah in the ma'rifah made of Allah that anger cannot overtake Allah. That we are ruled by anger. When we become angry, nothing makes sense to us. We don't realize what we do. We do the worst things in our anger. But Allah, nothing can control Allah. Allah is over his anger also. And sometimes in love, what and what don't we do?
Allah's love also, it doesn't control Allah. Allah controls his love.
So Shaitan knew that. He said, "Anzirni. Give me time to die on you, Atu, until the day of." And for what a mission we are, so I could mislead people.
And also a very important point while we are passing here,
that we should learn to make shukr. That's another thing we haven't got.
We ask today, did we make shukr for anything to anyone? Even to Allah, did we make shukr?
What ni'mat of Allah? Every split second we are breathing in oxygen. Allah gave us the mechanism to breathe in,
the lungs to purify.
And then that oxygen purifies our blood.
Then we are living. But who made shukr?
We opened the tap, water came out freely. And if the water didn't come out, let's see how we start sweating and shouting.
Food came ready on our plates. And food from around the world Allah put in a plate for us.
No shukr. So that is all. So anyway, Shaitan, he vowed that he may mislead people. And by making shukr, Shaitan won't be able to control you. Shaitan won't be able to mislead you. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ Shaitan said, مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَالِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ You won't find the vast majority of people don't make shukr.
Complain we do a lot. Shukr we don't make.
We made our Maghrib namaz, make shukr on that.
Sometimes you are traveling by air and your Maghrib is in jeopardy, especially Maghrib many times.
It falls in jeopardy, you will not, but Allah gave us what, and we made it in Jamaat, we made it in a masjid, cool and comfortable. If it was so hot and sweating like sometimes India, Pakistan, some place, how you sweat and become. Yes, so nicely we made. Who made shukr to Allah?
So unlimited ni'mat. So these are spiritual diseases which we have got.
And the third paper, most of us don't even recognize I'm sick. And a person who doesn't recognize he's sick, he won't go for treatment also.
A person who is in a state of denial, is a drug addict, alcoholic,
he says, no, I have no problem. How are you going to treat such a person? So spiritually, most of us are in a state of denial. We feel we are okay. There's nothing wrong, I make my 5 times namaz, I'm teaching in a Darul Uloom, I'm teaching in a madrasa, I'm doing the real work, so I'm alright. But we've got so many, our eyes are out, most of us, eyes are out of control. The evil, terrible thoughts that we have, in namaz what thoughts come. When we're going to sleep what thoughts come.
And how many of us, when we are close to our wives, what other thoughts of other women come?
These are all terrible, worse than cancer, worse than heart problems, sicknesses we have got.
These diseases are such, one of them
can deprive us of Iman at the time of sin.
So terrible. And if a person, Allah save us all, if a person goes without Iman,
what is this condition in the qabr? On the day of Qiyamah, in Jahannam forever.
So one of the, so how important is it not to treat?
That is all what Islam, the soul is, to treat the spiritual disease. First to acknowledge, I am sick spiritual. Then to go to it, then you try yourself, take up an adhu, for example, just, I'm not going to miss Fajr anymore. I'm not going to miss my namaz with Jamaat anymore.
I won't get any, but we know we fall back.
We hardly take one step forward and we fall two steps back.
So then now we need a doctor. And that is a chef, spiritual doctor.
Now when you go to the doctor,
the first is consultation.
That is the time you become bare to the doctor. Consultation,
diagnosis.
Then he will give you a prescription.
And generally, it is a general prescription for all.
But then if you now, if you keep contact with your chef,
and you tell him your condition, what it is,
in Tila, you inform him. Chef is not Al-Mu'ay.
He can make out many things, but it's not Al-Mu'ay. He can't know what is your detailed condition.
If you don't tell, if you go to doctor, and you tell doctor, mashallah, my sugar is under control, I test it once a week.
My high blood pressure is also under control.
Cholesterol is under control.
Everything.
And the doctor will say, why are you thinking? If you got a problem,
say your problem, but many of us, we only say the good things. We don't say the problem we've got.
And those who think I haven't got a problem has got a bigger problem.
Those who think that I'm all right and making five times the month,
some right that I'm making tahajjud.
I'm making by rosas Monday, Thursday.
My eyes are controlled, everything. But if
he's got no problem.
So then what is he doing by the doctor?
Which clothes we put in the washing machine? Clean clothes.
That's a hind, we take them out of the cupboard and put them in the washing machine. We take from the washing basket, the dirty clothes.
So this is the treatment that we have to acknowledge.
And unfortunately, that person who can't see his faults. Who can't see his faults,
very sad is that person's condition. How is he going to come right?
And that person who has got so much pride that he doesn't want to tell his faults to his child.
You got a boy at a very awkward place in your body.
You go to doctor, you have to tell him.
And you have to open up and show him also.
Then he can see and give you the treatment. If we got some diseases and we feel that, no, I can't say. Some, mashallah. Not nice to say, but learned people, they got the bimari. They're looking on internet at the filth and dirt.
And mashallah.
Some young, how many young boys, masturbation has come such a, I'm so shocked that many men who got wives, they are masturbating also.
But they are writing and they're getting their treatment.
And when you get relieved of masturbation, ask a young man who doesn't masturbate anymore
how nice he feels.
A person who gets saved from zina, and wallah, I can say hundreds or perhaps thousands of people now, but useless people like us, we know how useless, what sinners, but alhamdulillah, we had the company of great, great awliya, great, great mashayikh. And how many of them are getting freed of this, of the guna of the eyes?
And wallah, just like if you are diabetic, and now by the afternoon you are tired,
your vision you can't see properly,
and you're feeling weak and tired,
but you get cured. When you get cured, how happy aren't you? Now I've got energy, I've got strength, my whole 24 hours, I can do my work during the day, no problem anymore. You got had any other problem, and you get cured. Wallah, when we get cured of our spiritual diseases, that person, and that is why many people say, hey, what are you talking the share? Everybody tells my share, alhamdulillah.
He's like this, a person who gets cured, he knows what benefit he's got.
That person who gets cured of trouble by a certain physical doctor, your GP, he can't stop talking. Go to that doctor, go to that therapist, a specialist.
Oh, I saw, I went to him.
Oh, just in a jiffy, he put me right there. Now I'm feeling strong, I'm feeling healthy. You can't stop talking. Wherever you go, you force the subject. The subject is of politics, subject is of sports, but you make sure you're pushing your subject. Because you can't contain yourself anymore. So people who have found this, they can't contain and they keep on speaking. And really, this leads to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to Allah Ta'ala. Then you won't be able to stop talking of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam.
Otherwise, we talk. We don't read one durood a day.
Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has got no place in our life. Ask ourselves today, yesterday, at least our memories are still not that bad. Yesterday, Friday, May, Ibadat of Jummah is durood. How many duroods did I read? Did I read even one durood? If we had found our life, if that Mufti Sahib said, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, the person who believes in Akhirat and that Allah, for him sunnahs are important. For other people, a person who has made sports is your God in life. A person who has made business is God in life. Where are sunnahs important for him? A person who has made Akhirat important. He wants to please Allah. For him sunnahs are important. So, in this way, a person who wants to correct his life, he will go for treatment. And then he will take the treatment, and when you have you did consultation with doctor, in this case your spiritual doctor yourself, he prescribed your medicine for you. Then, relate to your doctor. He told you come back in 2 weeks. You don't come back, you got no contact with your sheikh. Nothing to do with him. You just became better for barakat's sake. That's how is that way? You will get a barakat. That is, you became near, better for barakat's sake. Barakat you will get. But your Islam won't take place. Islam is you report that again. It's helping, it's not helping. You will not think of another treatment. Like one medicine not helping you, give him another medicine. That will help you. So then, but if you carry on, wallah, this is a path where it's not the Shaykh who is making your Islam. Once you enter in this domain, Allah is making your Islam. Hey, Allah is just using the Shaykh. And this is also in the Quran Sharif. One place Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Allah said, Musa is not an afrish qawmaka min az-zulumati ibn nur. That, oh Musa, you go and take out the people from darkness into light. And another place Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَخْرُجُكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. Allah takes you out from that. In other words, the Nabi also, the Shaykh also is just a means, a sabab. The real doer is only Allah Ta'ala. But come in that field, then Allah will guide you. And when you get, if you got dirty clothes, for any reason, you didn't bath for 1 week, you couldn't change your clothes, your underwear, nothing, how you feel it? Now you took a bath. Now you walk clean clothes, you feel so happy again. And you're feeling nice again. Like that with our spiritual diseases, and we have become so, there are certain people who don't bath whole year, but they don't feel it. But if they come into this environment of cleanliness, one girl got married to people who used to work with them, making leather, etc. And that smells bad. And she was a girl from a perfume house, where they used to make perfume. When she went there, now that leather smell all the time, she couldn't take it. But after a few weeks, a month, her mother came to visit. Mother said, my daughter, how can you stay here, the smell? She said, mother, don't worry. You stay here 2-3 days, you'll also get used to this. You won't even realize that the smell is there anymore. So some people who spiritually, we have become used to our dirt. We are filthy, we are full of dirt, and we'll say nothing wrong with us. Hey, that we are quite in order. We haven't realized our spiritual problem also. Hey, so the first step is that a person realize spiritually and if spiritually and dirty. When he acknowledges and now he humbles, this is where major part of your pride breaks. You go to a share and now you give your hand in his hand, which we call bear. This helps you to break your pride. Otherwise, still then you think, I'm a maulana. I'm a Shaykh al Hadith. Why I need any? I got Quran and Hadith. But this breaks your pride. This helps you now to go on to the path. And if you keep your correct connection with the Shaykh, you inform him of your condition, then you adopt and adapt what he tells you corrections, then wallah, I can say, you will be shocked yourself. Many a person with spiritual ill and I can't change. I know I'm gone in the gutters. There is no way out for me. You will see that Allah has raised you above the farishtas. So high Allah Ta'ala will make you. So in the surah which I have recited, the ayats of the surah, before the surah is surah Alam Nashrah, in which Allah Ta'ala has made a major point
وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا.
O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your zikr, your person, your personality, your sah,
that is beyond anything. Your deen is beyond everything.
But just your remembrance, we have made it very, very high.
So high
where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam together also cannot reach. So Allah, in other words, in the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, has shown us a way that has got no limits. In dunya, many of us, we say the ceiling is the limit.
Now I reach the ceiling, I did everything.
And whatever field we are in, oh, now I reach the ceiling. But in spirituality, there is no ceiling. You even go beyond the malaika, and there is still no ceiling. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh, how can't we talk about him and remembering and giving dua?
When we should tell him, Hazrat, by your teachings, and we tried in our little way to do what we had to do,
and we find this. Once I told Hazrat, we are getting the enjoyment of the life of Jannah in this dunya. Then Hazrat, what on such occasions, what should Hazrat say? Abhi tumne kya dekha? Abhi aage dekho ke kya milta?
You haven't still seen anything what Allah is going to give you. You go on in this way and see in future what you are going to get.
See in the material form, houses before were little 10 shanties, even our forefathers would think, they had for 10 shanties.
And the shops also, mud houses people, but people explored it. They went on.
And today what kind of houses? Yesterday we entered here, Papa, she told me, are these houses or what are they? Where is rich? What he has made today?
Our businesses, our cars.
At one time, only bus number 11, walking. You are 2 days, wherever you want to go, bus number 11. But then there was Osset cars afterwards, Oxwagon there was. Then cars came, and today what cars? Aeroplanes and what aeroplanes? Ships and what ships? Trains and what trains? What and what? When people worked in it, wallah, in spirituality, if we work, you will be shocked that where Allah will do.
And still in technology, where man is going to go, still we don't know.
In spirituality, technology falls behind one side. Today, most of us are overtaken by technology.
What technology has done?
Because we haven't explored Iman.
Technology is nothing, not even a 0 point, as far as Iman. Explore this part.
Work in this part also. Ma'rifat of Allah.
Quran Sharif. You will be swept off your feet. Today,
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, women are naqisat al-aqal. They don't have brains. Their brains, they are short of, not 5 bulbs, they are short of many bulbs in their brains. But they are naqisat al-aqal, but the men who are kamil al-aqal, perfect brains, they strike them off their feet. That woman, just one little smile of her, or just one little giggle, or one fool talk of her, and man, you forget your tahajjud, you forget your maulana, you forget you made her hajj and umrah, and you just came now, your du'as of the night, you forget how she speaks. Wallah, when we get the love of Quran, see how you get swiped off by Allah Ta'ala. And what love of Allah will come, so that Allah has kept such doors open for us. Now that in the surah, Allah Ta'ala has taken 4 qasam. And for Allah to take qasam, rise qasam, who can doubt Allah?
Allah is the most truthful.
But why Allah has taken qasam? To convince us what He wants to tell us. Like a mother telling her daughter, father telling, I take qasam, my son. I take qasam, my please listen to me. For your goodness, I'm telling you that Allah in that screen, Allah is ghani, Allah is samad. Al-mustaghni an kulli ahad. Allah doesn't need anyone or anything. But what love Allah is got. Allah is ghafoorun wadood. Why does Allah forgive so much? Because He loves His creation so much.
That no matter 99 years you make kufr and shirk,
1 second, few seconds you say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, la ilaha illallah. All the 99 years of kufr and shirk and murder and rape and zina and whatever you have done, ma finished. Because Allah, just Allah wants you to ask me for ma.
And you ask for ma.
A kafir who was just believing in Allah, he just reads, la ilaha illallah, finished. Jannah became jannah immediately.
Hey, nari, a person who was in the fire became nuri immediately.
A person was mabhoos and hated by Allah, became mahboob of Allah immediately.
so kind and so merciful is Allah. So Allah is taking this qasam to convince us. So let us think of it. Allah is speaking to us. Quran Sharif, to every one of us Allah is speaking. Then this four qasams and this kalam Allah. See, imagine what is the kalam. The first two qasams of material things. Allah has drawn two parallels. Material and spirituality. Spirituality, we haven't seen Allah, we don't see Jannah, we don't see Jahannam. So that we can understand directly, easy for mankind. But material things we can understand. So Allah has chosen through one line of material things by which you can understand, from there take your lesson for the spirituality and understand that. So the first two persons were teen, was Zaytun, the fig and the olive. And Hukama, people who are in hikmat, doctors, what virtues they have written of the fig and the olive. And Allah only takes qasam of very great creations of His, which shows the fig is a great creation. What Allah has, we don't know, we don't know it. In the olive, what Allah has kept. And ulama have written, whatever fruits have been mentioned in the Quran have got great benefit. Try and have those fruits regularly. And what fruits Allah has mentioned. So anyway, so these two things have got great, great benefits. Allah has taken qasam of them. And you can understand your material things. Then, وَتُورِ سِينِ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ تُورِ سِينِ the Mount Sinai, تُورِ سِينِ and Makkah Sharif. Allah took qasams of this also. Now what are the benefits of تُورِ سِينِ? It's difficult for us. Until we don't go into the spiritual life and understand that Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam at Mount Sinai. Okay? So what that Allah came down in, how many, Allah is everywhere. But Allah made Himself manifest in so many, with so many malaika. وَقَرَّبْنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. And we made Musa alayhi salam close in privacy. When you get privacy with your beloved, you got married to your wife. And now she's going to come home 8 o'clock at night. And the 10 o'clock you are home, but in the room, you forget the world. Eh? You don't even put your alarm for Fajr, and you forget the world. You've got your parcel now. Eh? And you're going to open your parcel now. You in a different. When Musa alayhi salat, Allah says, can we imagine? So what barakat has been through this thing? Balad Amin, Makkah Sharif, where Nabi alayhi salat wa salam was born. Where the birthplace of Islam took place, where Jibreel alayhi salam came repeatedly in the mataf of the Haram, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are buried. What barakat of no Haram Sharif. So Allah took these qasams. So two things, remember Allah is mentioning two things. One, that we can understand material, physical things, and always related with the spiritual things, the ruhaniyah, which we cannot see and which is not easy for us to understand also. So after taking this qasam, Allah Ta'ala says again now, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created man in the most beautiful form. Ulama have written that Allah has created man on his form. How Allah is we don't. Hey, which Jasper Ilahabad, he said so beautifully, to meri dil mein aata hai, meri samaj mein nahi aata. We cannot imagine. Allah is beyond our imagination. But Allah has said, the greatest creation of Allah Ta'ala is insan. And how beautiful Allah has created insan. The best form. Hey, Allah has said, the person who is the most obvious. And I noticed that there are many students there. Good-looking students, other students who are not so good-looking. But commonly I see the windows of my office are tinted windows. So they can't see inside, it's murder. But I can see how many times a student, and there isn't a sign of beauty on it. But he comes there, he's combing his hair, putting his hair, turning his hair, looking, and he's happy. Allah made everyone happy that I'm handsome. No matter how he looks, every girl, no matter how she looks, in her heart, oh, beauty. Hey, you talk in complexion, you use that as a phrase of beauty. Tall, dark, and handsome. That is beauty to him. Black is beauty. Hey, everyone, a person who's white, he sees beauty in white. A person who's black, he sees beauty in black. Everyone, Allah made it like that. But anyway, insan, Allah created him in the most beautiful and the best forms. One time, Abu Ja'far Mansur, he was the
Just a few days ago in Dharam, I made this bayan, and I made in my references, they were as this was not the time of the Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, but Abu Mansur al-Jafar, it was his son. And one of these ministers, and in Baghdad, which was such a beautiful city, he was making love to his wife, Isa ibn Musa, he was making love to his wife. And in love, he told his wife, if you're not more beautiful than the 14th full moon, Zalah. She was an alim also, she understand who can be more beautiful than the 14th full moon. The poets always use the 14th full moon, the full moon, to express beauty at its height. The ancient, modern poets, eastern, western poets, all use this as a symbol of greatest beauty. So she, where can I be more beautiful? She went to Pata. Next day he went to the Khalifa, Abu Mansur, and he told Abu Ja'far Mansur, and he told him this happened at night, he summoned the ulama there. He asked him, what is the fatwa? All say, talaq has taken place, who can be more beautiful than the 14th full moon? A student of Imam Abu Hanifa was also present. And he learned from his student, and this is what we have to take. Not only khilafat we take from the Shaykh, take every habit of the Shaykh, try and bring it in your life. Imam Abu Hanifa, so any masala, group of ulama, used to keep quiet. Then he used to be asked, then he used to speak. His student was the same, they asked him, so he said, no talaq. They said, how? All the ulama are saying, and who can be more beautiful than the 40th full moon? We read the ayat of the Quran, and this is Quran. You hafiz of the Quran, you mufassir, you make 10 times tafsir, and you read the Quran 2,000 times. But the ayat comes out and you get shocked. It is in the Quran, but we didn't know. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. Allah declares we have created man the most beautiful. When that ayat was read, we were shocked that our mind never went to this ayat. That undoubtedly so beautiful Allah Ta'ala has made them. Man also, and in that is included woman also, Allah has made them by nature so beautiful. Philosophers have said, scientists, philosophers, not deeni people. And they're referring to the street woman, the naked, filthy street woman. That when the girl is 10 years old, lu'batul la'ibin. She is a doll in the hands of people who play around with dolls. They play around with this young girl, etc. When she's 20, hurum min hurul in. She's like a hur from the hurul in. So beautiful she is. When she's 30, then she's she is 30. Then she is the mother of banat wabani, children and boys. She becomes the mother now. When she's 40, ajuzan fil ghabini, like an old lady left out, nobody's interested in her at all. And when she becomes 50, these are the three women of the street, what the filth and dirt and the haram they are involved in, and the cosmetics they use. Cosmetics don't beautify you. Cosmetics make you ugly. Cosmetics make you old age come before you dance time with all this cosmetics, etc. True cosmetics are tilawat of Quran, zikr. This gives beauty to a woman in her old age. And mashallah, there are certain women who are old, they reach what age, but they still, Allah Akbar. My daughter is a grandmother. When somebody saw her, they wanted to propose to her. This girl is just right for my son. And she's a grandmother. So Allah gives beauty when Allah wants to. So if we stay away from all these haram things, all these filthy, dirty things, you don't need that. More tilawat, zikr, obedience of the husband, looking after your children. Allah puts that nur on your face, which cosmetics cause you to become like a whole person. So when she's 40, ajuzan fil ghabini, like an old lady left out. And 50, then she's like a person, عَلَيْهَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالنَّاسِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ أَجْمَعِينَ. There's not a religious and this is not for any woman who observes it. These are for those filthy, dirty women of the street, naked women, and who just beautify themselves with this. This is that. So what they were, لَعْبَةُ اللَّهِ حُورٌ مِنْ حُورُ الْإِنِ. And then what she becomes now? عَلَيْهَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَدَلْنَاهُ أَسْمَرَ السَّعْفِ.
How many men?
And with Tilawat, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala is here. A person who makes Tilawat of Quran Sharif in his old age, his mind also, he doesn't become senile. His mind is in order. And zikr and Tilawat gives beauty and luster to the face. Allah Akbar. Now, our Shaykh al-Hadith of Yuman Manaf al-Din Sarah, whom Allah gave us the opportunity to be quite close to Allah. In his old age, when he was over 80, if you look at him, you can't believe what beauty and handsomeness Allah gave him. And when he was young, my ustad, who is in America now, who came for the conference, Maulana Abdullah Saleem, now he's near 80. But still, how fresh his face is, how handsome he looked. And we saw him when he was 25. At that time, what was his beauty? And still till now. So those who follow him, Allah preserves them. Outwardly also. And those who go against Allah's command, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّعْفِهِ. A man becomes old, his face becomes withered like dry peaches. How a dry peach looks, like that his face. How many women also? That is when we distance ourselves from thee. A person, when old age now, got Parkinson. The old man also and the old lady also. And they want to kiss one another. Eh? And now Parkinson, they hate his body. They're missing one another. They're trying so hard just to let them get a kiss. But they hate just walking this way and that way. They can't. And further I want to say about that. Whatever. In this the old age, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. But إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those people who bring iman. One thing, there are two things in there. The actual thing Allah is explaining spirituality. To understand it, Allah made our physical things by which we can understand. Well, from those who bring iman and amal salihah properly and make their life according to that, even the physical life Allah gives up. And this was just more important to explain your spiritual life, how it will become. That your spiritual life, which we can't understand, which I was trying to explain at the beginning, our spiritual diseases, we don't want to recognize. We don't want to acknowledge Jesus first. We are prepared. Allah made us now. Like Abu Talib, at the time of Maud, he said that I choose Al-Nar. I'd rather be burning the fire of Jannah, but I don't want my community to speak bad about it that because of his nephew he gave up the religion of his forefathers. How many of us, ulama, pious people, hafiz, everything, hajisah, and we got cravings. We got show in us, but we are not prepared to humble ourselves and save ourselves from the azab of the qabr. We are prepared to stay with these diseases and go in the qabr with this disease. Fortunately, is that person who humbles himself, I've got a disease, I've got a problem, help me with my problem. And as I said, it's Allah's promise Allah will help. Your pride will go off, your jealousy, your love of dunya, your anger, your eyes what you can't control. You will be shocked how Allah controls your eyes and how Allah has brought a change in your life. So this is the main thing. But Allah compared it with material things which everyone, Muslim, non-Muslim can understand, also material things. So Allah says those who brought iman and amal salihah, their spiritual life will also be correct. Iman, one thing which we have to understand, the discussion of iman can never come to an end. But iman, to believe in Allah, very sadly, if you don't like it, excuse me, put your hand on your heart and think what status we have given to Allah. We have given generally our status to Allah, not as a worker, as a servant, but as a slave. That Allah, it is his duty, he must give me a nice house. He must give me a nice income. He must give me a nice... If I don't get something goes wrong, then we get angry, so to say, with Allah. Eh? It is not our birthright even to have iman in Islam. It is not our birthright that we have our eyes and we have our brains. It is solely the gift of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala is not our servant that we get cross. Like your servant, he didn't do well something. You didn't turn the petrol like you. How many times you know you must have the petrol first? You didn't lock the gate like that. When anything goes wrong, we get angry with Allah. Why this happened to me? Why this happened to me? Why this thing is gone wrong? Why my income? Why my marriage has failed? Why this? We taking Allah is, we have to realize, we are the slaves of Allah. We have to reverse the whole. So this iman, we as Muslims, and our people who don't believe at all, or who believe completely wrongly, they are we. We're not talking about them. We are talking about us who say we believe in Allah. But really, do we believe Allah as our creator, the controller of our affairs? And whatever we have got is a sole gift of Allah. Maulana Thami rahmatullah alayhi has written, what ajeeb thing. فَإِنَّ بَعْضَ الْمُحْتَقِينَ مِنَ السُّوفِيَ وَغَيْرِهِ. Some people who are in deception of Sufis, and other people besides Sufis, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَنْسِبُونَ كَمَالَاتِهِمْ. They attribute the perfection Allah has given them. They got deen, they making tahajjud, they making zikr, they are pious, all the good things. What they attribute it to? إِلَى مُجَاهَدَاتِهِمْ. We make lot of mujahada. We make lot of effort. We make lot of sacrifice. See what Allah has given. وَهَذَا عِلُّ الْكُفْرَ. And this is actual na-shukri of Allah. Whatever you have got is solely and only the gift of Allah. To realize that many of us, I did this, so this happened. So see, my plane, I told you this, I did this, I organized this. See what there is, nothing of this. Solely at whatever namath you get, attribute it solely to us, in spite of my billions of gunas, evils that I've got, Allah shows patience. But what we want to? Buy that. We made so much more jahada. We made so much effort. See now how many people got hidayah. What is hidayah? If hidayah was in our hands, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have given the whole world hidayah. Hidayah is only in the hands of Allah ta'ala. So Allah compared these two things. So if you have iman and a'mal saliha, your life will come ahead. Your dunya's life also. And your spiritual life. Remember that namaz is the most essential, most basic. A person whose namaz comes right, that person's deen comes right. And a person whose deen is right, his dunya comes right. And a person whose deen is right, his akhirat, qadr and akhirat comes right. One time, in Nizamuddin Markaz, they were eating in the time of Maulana Ilyas. A person was making khidmat, giving water, that was his duty, anyone wants water. The glass dropped, it fell. So Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi looked after him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not right. Because of your namaz, any problem we have in our life, there is a deficiency in our things. Something wrong, somewhere we have done, now we got a problem in our dunya's life. Hey, remember also, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ what is Allah, what to do to give anyone taklif? Allah Ta'ala is not here just to give this person heart attack, that person's from motor car accident, that person's daughter's marriage broke up. Everything is from Allah. But Allah doesn't just do it for fun, just give this person trouble, then you know. If you are obedient and good to Allah, Allah won't cause this problem. So there are other reasons also sometimes to go make your gunas maaf, to give your highest. But what we should take it for ourselves, that it is because of our gunas. So Allah Ta'ala, if we are clean, and our biggest enemy is no country. Our biggest enemy is no nation and community. Our biggest enemy is our gunas. As long as you are in guna, how can Allah's rahmat come? Allahu Akbar. Maulana Asadullah Sahab of Sahabpur, what a beautiful poem he said. Ishq guta mein ye asad karte ho tum fikre rahat. In looking at the filthy, dirty, naked woman of the street, you are thinking you're getting enjoyment. Where is the enjoyment? Jannat dozakh mein dhoondte ho jannat ke khaata. Are you looking for the pleasures of jannat in jannah? In guna, are you looking for pleasure? Where can there be pleasure? Unless na'an comes down on guna, where can there be pleasure? But today our iman has reached that end that we are looking for pleasure in haram. Hey, we are looking for pleasure in dirt and filth, in stool. Somebody invites you and he puts feces and stool on the table and he gives you urine to drink. Who can give that? And you're looking for pleasure in those things? Gunas are worse than stool and pieces also. But we find in pleasure. Imagine what is the level of our iman. It's not a madman, it's not a stupid man, it's a person whose iman has dropped to that level. Then you get him enjoyment in pieces. And in Maulana Thani rahmatullah has written one beautiful example. A man got married. Now he's 20, 25, 50 when you get married. But he's wetting the hair every night. Wife said, what is this? The small children wet their hair and they can't control their urine. You're a big man. So he said, actually what happens? Shaitan comes to me in my dream every night. And he takes me for a very long walk. And after a long time, everyone needs to go to the toilet. I said, Shaitan, I need to urinate. I want to go to the toilet. So he showed me a modern, ultra-hygienic, clean toilet. I will do my thing there. In the morning, I realize it's happening in the field. So the wife said, oh, Shaitan, such a good friend of yours. Every night he comes and takes you for a long walk. You know, we are so poor. We haven't got money. And Shaitan is the Amir of all the evil jinnat. And they know where all the money is kept. They scan and their radar works everywhere. They know where it is kept. So tell him to give us money. What is this? It's making you urinate in the bed. So he says, right idea. Hey, all exclamation marks on his head. Right idea. So he told Shaitan that night. Shaitan came. My wife told us, he said, no problem. Why didn't you tell me to come? I'll take you now. He took him where there was a big treasure box with gold, silver, cash, diamonds, everything. He was excited and he rushed. It was heavy to pick up. He made number two. In the morning, wife said, I told you to bring money. Now, before you were just urinating. Now, what you did get? So he explained. She said, rather just do what you were doing. That wasn't so bad. This is even worse. On that, many of us remember the story, but the actual moral we forget. Mana Thani Rahmatullah said, the Muslims also urine pieces, number two, is filthy, napa, dirty. But you go to the toilet, you flush it away, it's one in the right place, it's finished, it's there. In the bed, how bad is it? Worse than that is safe when you make guna. That is even worse. It means, can you imagine a person who eats feces and takes urine and wipe off and drinks urine and take the pieces and rush on his body for his wedding day, he come from here for the car. Yeah, in the masjid, a person like that. When we commit guna, we are doing worse than that. We don't realize, it comes clearly in the hadith, when you backbite, you lie, the malaika were around you for your security. Allah has given up, they go to such a distance, the smell that comes when you backbite, when you lie, the terrible smell. Somebody has got a bad odor from his mouth. And how the people suffer, the people nearby, what to say of the husband or the wife. But even ordinary people, you talk, everyone keeps his distance. Terrible smell from when we lie, it is worse. The farishtas can't take it. Those who are appointed for your hifazat, your protection, they go to a far distance till that smell gets finished. So this is now our spiritual life will be corrected. Our dunya's life will be corrected. Our deeni life will also be corrected. Our dunya will be made. Our akhirah will be made. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. For such people, for those people, أَسْفَلُ السَّافِلِينَ. And for these people, أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Such a reward that there is no end to the reward. You will go in Jannah, أَبَدُ الْآبَادِ, forever and ever. And what namaz of Jannah. You will have how many horul-een, not only 72, unlimited horul-een. And also you won't even worry about them. Allah will make your wife of dunya made effort, she also become binda. She will be the queen of that horul-een. The horul-een will be there just to make your khidmat and serve you. There your wife won't have to go to the kitchen to make chicken. And you won't have to go to shop to job. Both of you will just enjoy. And the horul-een will be there at your service. And they will be working for you. If person is in today, this also, how many can Allah make us mark? Complaints that they are having, the workers, the helpers in the house, females, maids, how many people get involved with them? Where is the man's sense? He's got a beautiful imandar wife in the house. And he leaves her and he goes for the maid. Where is our senses? A person who is in, who's got his priorities in order, in Jannah, where will you leave your wife will be far superior than the horul-een and go for the maids of Jannah, the maidens and the maids of Jannah. And what? And you won't need any diet or anything. All life, what strength you will have. You won't get tired, just you'll for enjoyment. You'll eat for enjoyment. You won't eat just to fill your stomach. If you want balance and all your food will, you'll eat for enjoyment. You'll have your wife for you with enjoyment and release her. You have got no fear of AIDS. You've got no fear of HIV. You got no fear of being exposed to anyone. And what enjoyment and abadu forever and ever. Balahum ajrun ghayrun. No. Where can we separate? Where can we trade in jannat for dunya? Nobody goes and trade in his 2012 motor car for 1990 motor car. Nobody does that. Where are we trading in jannat for dunya? For just for this little and temporary and just outward is no fear and real enjoyment. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ خَيْرٌ مَمْنُونَ And then اللَّهُ أَكْبَرْ كَلَامُ اللَّهُ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ What has made you to falsify, not to believe in the akhirah? That you, what Allah has given you? You, how have you been overtaken by the glitter and glamour of this dunya? You are people of Iman. You have been given Quran. You have been given Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can you think dunya is the end all and be all? If you don't say it and you don't believe it, but your actions prove that dunya is the end all and be all. So much so, our toilets must be spick and span. Our bathrooms, the bathroom, the final detail. Ladies will pack their cupboards regularly, must be clean. No problem, cleanliness and to have things in order, but we give so much preference on that. In our kitchen, the amount of ammonia, the smell of ammonia, syrup, gum, and what and what. And you want your kitchen shining all the time. But will you be asking the cover, was your kitchen shining? Will you be asking the cover whether your curtains were always clean and tidy, etc.? Our gardens, today we are giving more preference to grass than human beings. How often, everywhere we see on the grass, they got their little stones put. Then nobody must come with the car on my grass. We got their little stones put. Then nobody must drive on my grass. My grass is more important than human being. Today we Muslims, we have given preference to all this. Dunya over deen. Everything of dunya is important. A child didn't make one bargain thing for fajr. The people ask, where's Abdullah, your son? Oh, young boy, you know how they are today. They don't get up. I was waking him up, he wasn't. I thought I missed my fajr. I left him. You know how the youngsters are, we have to use diplomacy, you have to use tact with them. Please make dua, all make dua, that if Abdullah he dies, he must come for me. Then he goes, the father goes home after making fajr, 6 o'clock, 7:30 you have to get up for school. 7:15, whatever time. Now Abdullah doesn't get up, he doesn't go to the principal. And say that I'm going to get late for job, so please, you know how youngsters are, you need diplomacy. Make dua with Allah, you'll see him after school. He doesn't get up for school, but then will come home. And you get a good wedding, come get up. Dunya is important. Fajr is not important. Start your work, if you have started a new job, you must be. Dunya, fajr? No, it doesn't matter. Diplomacy. Dua is enough. And dua also, give us some casual dua. And our dua also, we making dua, we see our friend, we meet eyes with it. And we making dua, we greet him also. And dua is also taking place. We have got no relationship with deen. Deen is not our artificial flowers. Deen is not a picture, the haqiqat, reality of deen. Wallah, any person, yourself, bring the reality of deen and Allah will make you shine in the world. You, Allah will make you shine and what you get in Jannat, Ajrun, Ghayru, Mamnoon, there is nothing to explain. But today, dunya we have made our object. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ And this Allah showed Allah, what is kalamu Allah? What is tafsir? What Allah has given? Where are we looking at films? Where are we looking at novels? Where are we looking at all other filthy things? Getting to Quran Sharif, there is nothing like Quran Sharif. Like this, like that you, Allah created you, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ And who wants to become old? Who wants to know that his features must change and he must become ugly? Anyone likes it. But who can you in control? If you were in control, if the doctors were in control, Allahu Akbar, Quran Sharif, Allah says, كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ When the ruh comes out and it's at the ruh, at the throat now, it's going to leave the body. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيْنَ مَنْ رَاقَ Who is it that can make some ta'weez now? Who is it that can give some medicine? You are prepared, you put your patient on a life-supporting machine. You can see his ruh is coming out. You're doing the last little bit what you can do. Because in today, life support, we are filling the coffers of the Jews and the Christians because we have no love of hospitals. Otherwise, a person will say, no hospital for me. I want to meet Mahatma. I'm not interested, because today we are asking fatwas. That life supporting machine, that person is in a coma, that person can't do anything, can't eat, but not keep him alive. At the last moment, force him to be alive. We have iman and we have preparation of akhirah, everyone will be keen to go away. What pleasures are waiting? Allahu Akbar. Maulana Ahmed Siddharth, Maulana Abdul Rahman Mukhi's cousin, he passed away some time ago, and after some time his father-in-law passed, Ahmed Hussein of Heidelberg. Just before he passed away, he saw Maulana Ahmed Siddharth in a dream, few days before he passed away. And Maulana Ahmed Siddharth said, hey, what are you wasting time? Come here, enjoy it. We are enjoying it. What are we wasting our time in this dunya? We haven't seen Akhirah. We haven't seen Jannah. We haven't seen the whole deen. We haven't seen the poor. That's why dunya's poor. Oh, we go mad for it. And we're going for junk food, man. Anyway, autopsy tells me, we are paying more money for torn jeans and worn down jeans. Then best jeans, that is more important. Half socks we pay more than for full socks. Our minds are gone half. Then we are supposed to be people with full minds, our minds are gone half. So Allah Ta'ala, so when a person reaches that stage, who can help? There is no one, only Allah. وقيل من راق وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق. He's rubbing his legs with his leg. Who is going to help me? He's rubbing his hand. Please, somebody come. I'm prepared to give my life, but save this for my wife. Save my father. Nobody can. أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. Life and death is only in the hand. All the doctors of the world together can't save that person. All the hospitals and all the life supporting machines. And it's in Allah's hand. You don't want to become old, is it in your hands? Allah is the one who teaches you a lesson that first, childhood, you are just playing all the time. When you became a young man, like a mad person, you doing the how you driving your car, and how you acting, and how you behaving. You want to bring the town there, and what you want to do in your youth. Old age, now you are finished. To get up from the day, children want to go for a picnic, and poor Dalima, it takes an hour, half an hour just to get off the day. Another half an hour in the toilet, say, Dalima, it's time to come home. You still are busy with this yet. Old age, burhapa ne kya kya sataya. And as I explained, now you've got Parkinson in old age. You can't even have to kiss until you bring this in touch with up, down. You can't even take a proper kiss. And now what is your condition? Mort will come and it will finish you up completely. You won't be able to open your lip to say yes or no. You won't be able to make a signature on your wall, on a chair. Finish everything. Alayhi sallallahu bi ahkami al-hakimin. Great, great philosophers, non-Muslims, they hate death. They can't say death is the worst calamity, they say, because it finishes you up. But for a tuhfatul mu'min, death is a gift for a mu'min if we prepare. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. So now, just by way of summary, see Allah has explained you can reach the highest height. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opens the doors for you. There is no ceiling, it's not the limit. You can go and go, and what you will get. And then, that is for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah takes qasam of material things, of spiritual things, in order for us to understand. Allah explains our physical life, material life, that how He made you, and what old age does with you. And, but the way out, this is kalam. It gives the solution. Iman, amal, salih. Work on those two things. And to get proper iman is not just a picture of iman, not the words of iman, the reality. And that you will get from those people who got that iman. And those people who have got that amal, that is why it is said, go and stay with who? Buzurg. Who is a buzurg? Buzurg is not a person who boos and boos. Buzurg is a person who has got that reality within him. Who your heart tells you, this person has got that deen, love of Allah. He has got fikr of akhirah. He has got fikr of deen. What your heart tells you, and ana illa dhanni abdi bi. What you think that this person, if maybe he hasn't got, but you in your heart, he has got deen. You stay with him, Allah will give you deen. Allah will give you those qualities.
So you go and stay with somebody like that.
And the minimum time when our Shaykh comes on this subject, he's coached three people. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayh,
Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah.
At least 40 days spend time with such a person. Even if you don't become bayat to him,
even if he's not your Shaykh, but stay with such a person for 40 days
and husn-e rifaqat. And go with the salaf, not to criticize, not to go and learn anger, not to go and learn amal there, but to get kaifiyat al-ihsan. The sifat of the heart, and Allah, inna Allah la yudhi'u ajr al-muhsini. You want sifat al-ihsan, Allah won't deprive you. You get it.
But you will spend your 40 days. So for that, make your intention.
Whoever you feel, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us tawfiq in the Darum of Azadal every day in Ramzan.
And now from where and where in the world the people are coming,
spending their 40 days. In fact, now what is external, we are in Jama'atul Bukhra, Rajab, Shaban, and then Ramzan. I received an email, one person has booked his ticket to complete his 40 days, he's coming and he's informed already.
Our people, we were from Australia.
Then he has accepted Islam, he's also coming. And many other brothers from around the world, let us not be deprived. Wherever we want to go, where our heart tells us that this is a place where this world,
I will get to spend 40 days.
Our Shaykh says you spend 8 years to become an Ali, 3 years to become a Hafiz, 2 years to become a Mufti, 2 years to become a Qari. You can't be 40 days to become Allah wala,
which is the actual object of life.
So let us become Allah wala.
The great say, or who we feel is an Allah wala, and Allah will bless you with that qualities also.
May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
The ijtima also is coming.
Prepare for the ijtima also.
And what great benefits.
Remember, there are 4 main departments of our deen. One is the maktab, the primary madrasa. That is for the ayn for everyone.
To learn to read Quran Sharif correctly,
to learn the basic masalas of aqaid, of taharat. This is for the ayn or for everyone.
Then we have Darul Ulooms.
It's not for us, it's not for the thing. You ever want to become a Ali Mubarak, Nurun ala Nur.
You want to become a Hafiz, a Qari, a Mufti, mashallah.
But there must be a reasonable amount who are going, so that we have enough ulama to service the Ummah.
Then there is Tabligh Jamaat, who is doing a fantastic work,
encouraging people, calling them to the masjid.
That is also not for the thing.
Then is the first and last is for the thing, Islam, our Iman, our Sifat.
That our tawadu, humility, that we don't have pride.
In sincerity, without sincerity, all life you make amal, but you will acquire ikhlas.
And ikhlas is not going to fall.
You read 5 hadith on ikhlas and you think, I am a mukhlis. It doesn't work like that.
You have to, you put up 4 bamboo poles here on the pavement, and a sail on top, or grass on top, and you write Hotel Paradise.
That doesn't make it fall, Hotel Paradise. You think I got ikhlas because I give bayans on ikhlas. And I made dua for ikhlas. That is it. You'll have to go through the correct channels to get ikhlas.
And all the other sifat by which iman even gets nullified if we don't have those qualities.
Amal gets nullified. So that is for the aim, the inside qualities. So a person who will humble and take this path, wallahi, you yourself will be the first one to benefit. And Allah will make you a means of hundreds and thousands to benefit through you. And you will get that reward also, ajrun khayrun, not only of your own amal, but of the other people who will follow.
May Allah give us proper understanding and accept.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik wa husna ibadatik. اللهم إنا نسألك حبه وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم افتح أفعال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا بنعمتك وأسبر علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم افتح أبواب قلوبنا بذكرك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما اقتيتنا، وارحمنا أنك كلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.